yesterday was a big day because it was Inauguration Day. And come to find out that our old friend, Jesse the Usher, our favorite octogenarian, was the head usher yesterday at the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and he joins us now on the ticket. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
I was there. That's right. You better believe it. Good morning.
Morning.
Tired this morning, I tell you. It was quite an evening.
Yeah, we can't believe you got that gig.
I've now ushered over 13 inaugurations for 9 different presidents.
Wow.
Yeah, my first was in 1974, and it was for Gerald Herbert Walker Ford.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that middle name.
And he was the president after Richard Ramirez Nixon, you may remember back in. But And that first one, that wasn't near as big as they are now. It was a lot more low-key. I think there was only about a dozen or so people there.
For that more one. Than that.
Scott Joplin came out there and played the entertainer, and then everyone broke for punch and cake. But it was very easy back then. But now we got these multiple inaugural balls, and I got tech giants twerking on news anchors, and Billy Ray Cyrus was out there.
Cyrus,
and like the Cookie Monster singing "Achy Breaky Heart."
Yeah, that was rough.
We had Kid Rocks. He was firing bottle rockets out of his butt into a crowd of bikini girls. I don't know what that promotion was all about. Hulk Hogan and Snoopy Dogg, they were there manning T-shirt cannons. They were firing "Let's Go Brandon" V-necks out in the crowd. It was a big deal. it was good.
Well, I'm sure you were honored to be there. Trump's your guy.
That's true. You know, you must follow me on Twitter. I'm a little bit upset today because my Twitter was suspended.
Oh, huh.
I messed up something big. I was on the side stage, and old what's his name, Elon Musk.
Musk.
He was out there, and he's talking, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see him make a gesture that immediately triggered my Omaha Beach response. And so I ran out there and began beating the Germanic taxicab hailing right out of him, and so now I lost my blue check mark, and so people aren't seeing my meme game right now.
That's okay.
I think you're very active on X anyway.
Communism. But hey, did you see old Carrie Underwood's?
Uh-huh.
I like that Carrie Underwood's now.
You do? You like that voice, huh?
I do. She got my, I like that booty is what I like. But she got mad at me.
Why?
Well, I accidentally kicked out the plug to a karaoke machine, so she didn't have a music. And so she had to sing Acapulco, and I thought it was beautiful. You know, she got that. Yeah. That voice sounded like a mixture of Fergie and Jesus. But she bitched me out in front of everyone.
Oh, wow.
Very embarrassing. She slapped me across the face. Called me a boomer.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
I slapped her back across the face, and I said, "Bitch, I'm Greatest Generation, you little."
Oh, man.
Dixieland Bobby doll, you don't talk to me that way.
I'm glad you stood up for yourself.
Broke the tension. We had a good laugh about it.
Yeah, it's all fun and games.
Now, that Melania, she sure is a fine-looking piece of First Lady.
Okay, let's be careful how we talk about the First Lady.
She makes my penis plump up like a summer sausage on a hot plate.
Jesse!
Gosh, Jesse!
Ooh-wee. And that hat and that outfit, damn. That makes me want to wear my kneecaps as earrings while she goes all Peggy Fleming on my prostrate.
Okay.
Jesse, please. Yeah. Nobody needs that visual.
And I know it's controversial, but old Trunks has always been very nice to me. We were bonding before the service there. We were trading notes on our favorite model of adult diaper and both talking to each other about how good Ivanka looked. It was great.
Oh, gosh, that's weird, too.
And Baron Von Trump, he's over 7 feet now.
Yeah, is he that tall?
He is tall. I told him, I said, I remember when you was knee-high to the Statue of Liberty. He's a good kid, though. He was very giving. In fact, I saw him backstage giving ketamine to Elon. So,
oh, no.
yeah, very giving. But I don't know. You know, I really enjoyed this one, and I don't know if I'll live to see another inauguration or not. So,
Don't say that, Jesse. No. You're not sick or anything.
No, I'm not sick, but I vowed to get into a Swiss suicide pod if the Fighting Irish don't win a natty, and so I'm pretty low.
Oh, well, hang in there.
I will, and y'all take care.
Okay.
Hey, aren't y'all excited that old Trump's is going to keep all these illegals out of here?
Well,
all
right, Jesse, we're going to
talk another time.
Okay, now, bye-bye.
Right, we'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher.